This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. We are excited. This is the program Salt and Light, and we are elated today. This is going to be a jam-packed show full of the Word of God. We have a seasoned man of God in the house
Hallelujah. Today.
Our own spiritual oversight, Apostle Cobus Theron. We are so excited to have you in the studio, man of God. We are blessed. We deem it a privilege to have you with us today. And we're going to get into a discussion all about the kingdom of God. Amen.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Well, Apostle, on my side, I just want to greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus.
Thank
Such
you very
a
much.
Great honor and a privilege for us to be sitting here with you. We know that your time is jam-packed, so for us, it's really, really, you know, a great honor for this time that we have together and spending time with you, Apostle. Thank you so very much for gracing us with your presence. And we know, ladies and gentlemen, that the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. The Bible says we two or three gathers in His name, so there His presence is. And I believe that as we're going to unpack the topic on the kingdom of God, and I always say there's a difference between going to church and going to the kingdom of God. So we're going to just hear from you, Apostle. Maybe you want to greet the listeners. Maybe tell them more about yourself, what you're doing.
No, I just want to first of all say thank you very much. I count it an absolute privilege and an honor to be here today. I must say, I always look up at both of you, your energy, your zeal, your love for God, and your drive in the ministry, you know, all the years. And it's for me so wonderful how you work together together as a couple. And it's lekker to be here.
wonderful.
When I say yum yum, just for the listeners, I just want to say I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yum yum just means when I'm busy with the Lord's stuff, it feels like yum yum always.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to speak to Apostle Cobus. Please enjoy the song. It's called You Are to Me, Who You Are to Me. And it's by Chris Tomlin. Welcome back, everybody. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So as we mentioned, we have Apostle Cobus Theron in the studio with us today, and we are so blessed to have him. We're going to talk about the kingdom way of life. And Apostle Cobus wrote this book, I think it was like 2-3 years ago?
4 years, four.
Is it four
yeah,
years
four years
already?
Ago. 4 years
wow.
ago.
Yeah,
sure, sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Apostle Cobus wrote this book, and it is jam-packed. It is really, you know, that book has got so much revelation in it. But Apostle, before we go to the book, we want to just tell people, let them know who you are, what your background is, where do you come from. So please introduce yourself and chat a bit about family.
I'm an arrow from Paro. I grew up in the northern suburbs and been called by the Lord while I was doing my national service.
Wow.
And then moved to the Lighthouse Church here in Paro 44 years ago, I think,
wow.
43 years
sure,
ago.
Sure, sure.
And then at the age of 20, I moved into full-time ministry as the youth pastor at the Lighthouse Christian Church while studying theology at the Theological College of South Africa. And I've been since then in full-time ministry
sure.
for flat out just purely ministering in churches and doing outreaches for about, I think, 20 odd years. And then I had this strong working of the Lord to minister in the marketplace where I wanted to go in and infiltrate and touch people with the principles of God. And because most of the principles are universal, life-enriching keys for business, for family, for life.
True.
You know, it's not just, as I always say, it's not a religious game. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life.
And I started doing that, and then I for many years I operated as a camouflage coach. A camouflage minister coach in the marketplace, ministering at various businesses on using various channels to infiltrate with the word of God.
Sure.
And and then 4 years ago, I started with GK1 Church. I felt the Lord commanded me to plant GK1 Church in Durbanville, and we have a GK1 Church in Durbanville, in Hermanus, and Aldana, and in Lutzville. Currently, at this moment of time,
we're
pressing for more growth, you know, disciple growth. Not at this moment of time. I always say this, I'm content, but also discontent, because I want to do more. You know, my heart is to make disciples, to get people saved, but not only saved, to make them true followers of the Jesus way of life, of the kingdom way of life.
Wow.
So I've been 42 years by the grace of God in ministry with my wife full time, 42 years, being married 38 years.
Wow.
Yeah, five grandkids.
Five grandkids
and a lovely son-in-law, wonderful, a wonderful family by the grace of God.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So that is an amazing track record to have. You know, Apostle Kobus, we met you at Powerhouse.
Yes.
You ministered there a couple of times when we started going to Powerhouse. And the one thing that stood out for me in your ministry was I could see that this is a man of excellence. Oh. Everything he does, it's like, you know, tip top. And that truly stood out for me. I can see by your ministry and by you how you conduct yourself, you know, that the kingdom of God is truly something that you live. And
thank you. You
spoke about the principles of God, and you know, many Christians do not realize that the word of God, that the kingdom of God is based on principles.
Yep.
And ordinances.
Yeah.
In the kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, and you cannot bypass them.
No.
In fact, if anyone, not even a Christian, if they just follow the principles of
the,
God's
yes.
word,
yeah.
you know, they will be blessed. They
yeah.
will see fruits
yeah.
of following the principles
yeah.
of God. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, let me just use a practical teaching of Jesus. Jesus said, "He who hears my ways mm-hmm. and put them into practice."
Yeah.
"He who hears my sayings and put them into practice shall be like a man who built his house on a rock. When the storm comes, it will stand."
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But it's he who hears and implement the principle of Jesus.
Yeah.
If you don't implement it, you can say, "Well, I have a Christian marriage," but it can come to a fall if you don't implement by the Spirit. And the best, there is no better way to implement the principle of God by the Holy Spirit that's in us, that resides in us.
Amen.
And I've come to realize that Jesus brought certain fundamental principles. I mean, he's the creator of the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wants us to live based on that. And those are powerful, life-enriching ways of living.
Amen.
And the more the church and the Christians can come back to kingdom principle-based living, the more successful, the more prosperous we will be in what God has called us to do, whether it's a family life or whether it's a business or whether it's whatever profession God may have called you.
Yeah.
The ways of God is always the best ways, and Jesus is the foundation of all foundations.
Amen.
I mean, Paul the Apostle said, "There is no other foundation than Jesus Christ."
You know? So, Apostle, on my side, I just want to say also, add if I may, that, you know, there are many in today's, in the church life and things like that, there's many what I call fly by night. You know, you just, everybody pops up and it's an apostle,
yeah.
is it this and is it that. You know, but for me, what I took from your life by just looking, you know, there's the saying that says, "Preach the gospel, use words if necessary." So that means to me personally, it's a lifestyle of living the principal kingdom, principal kingdoms of Jesus Christ, his teachings, like you say. And this is what I found in your life, you know, and this is not to put a man on a pedestal,
yes,
but the lifestyle, the quality of lifestyle that you live through Jesus Christ and his word and the principles of the kingdom, you know, that is one of the attributes for me, you know, that I know that, you know, as my spiritual oversight, I can go to this man of God. And, you know, when I'm in, you know, in a need, when I'm, you know, when I miss it, when I can be just open and transparent and be real. And I want to just say publicly, thank you, Apostle, for, you know, for standing steadfast in the faith, for not compromising, you know, because there's so many times, you know, people compromise with the principles of the kingdom of God and living under an illusion they are still in the kingdom of God. And there's a difference between, you know, the kingdom of God, the Bible says it's not by careful observation, nor will men say it is there or here, or, but it's right on the inside of you. And this is what I get from you, Apostle, a man that is married to his one wife for all these years, faithful.
Yeah.
You know, there's this thing also, and I'm going to just be very, very open. You know, men of God and just divorcing left, right, and center, you know, and but once you live by the kingdom principles, as you said, you know, God's word can never return empty or void. And I'm so appreciative, Apostle. I say thank you, even when I was vulnerable, you know, that I know that, you know what, it is safe with Christ, but there's also a man of God, you know, Christ-like, that, you know, we can share and we can impart,
thank
we
you.
Can correct and we can rebuke and
yeah.
we can build. And thank you so very much, Apostle, for that.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate that. And I want to say this to you, and this is not an empty cliche. The Spirit of God is the sustaining force of all that you've said now about me.
Sure.
Without Him, I promise you, I cannot follow His ways, His principles.
Amen.
Without the Spirit carrying me, He's my rock. He's my sustaining force.
Yes.
That's why Jesus said Moses came with the law, but he came with grace and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that grace and truth is grace is God's released ability, Christ within eternally.
Gr.
Sure. And the truth are the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And Jesus came to bring that on earth, combine that with the way he lived.
Sure.
When people say kingdom living, for me, this is in a nutshell. How did Jesus live? Nah?
Mm.
It's hear me. Jesus lived this way. I'm going to hear these words. If, and I'm not swearing. Listen to this. Jesus lived in fellowship with the Father.
Yes.
Relationship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Up.
Yeah.
Isn't a religious formula.
Mm-hmm.
He was in fellowship with the Father.
Amen.
Following the voice of the Father by the Spirit inside of him. He said, without him, I can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the principles.
Sure.
So I want you to hear it. So 24/7, Jesus, the Son of God, came to show us how to live the way.
Sure.
It wasn't a religious formula. It wasn't churchy. It was a lifestyle of in fellowship with him, following him, spirit-led, based on the principle, and the last F, proving it by fruit.
Wow.
That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
Abide in me as I abide in you, and you will produce much fruit. So the fruit comes from, are you in fellowship with the Father? Did the Spirit really enter you? Because otherwise you're just a religious person, a religious Christian.
Sure.
But once, you remember when the Lord came in you and you got born again, there was a fire, there's a zeal inside of you that connected you with the Father.
Amen.
And that's the way of life, that kingdom that I push for.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
This is so powerful. We are eating in the studio. The Lord has provided a banquet for us today. And so we are definitely enjoying this word.
Yum,
from
yum.
It's yum, yum.
Yum,
definitely yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum.
But we unfortunately need to go to a song, and it's called Be All Right by Evan Kraft featuring Danny Goki. Hope I got that right. We'll be back, beloved.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle here this afternoon on the program called Salt and Light. And we are so delighted once again to host Apostle Kobus Theron. Amen, a man of God that we look up to. But Apostle, as we are speaking on this kingdom way of life, we're speaking about the kingdom. And, you know, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Bible says, but seek first the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And then it's beside, don't worry about what you will. So, Apostle, in my understanding, when I read this portion of scripture, seek first the kingdom of God. So, in my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, I understand it in this way, that when one seek God's kingdom, we seek his way of doing things. We seek his word of doing things, because people want to live a godly life, but not living by the principles of the Word of God. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1, you know, in the beginning was the Word. So meaning in the beginning when God created, the principles still stands, you know, as it was standing in Moses' day. It still stands today. But seek first and all its righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Now, I've got a question, Apostle. What does the Bible really mean by the things? What things does the Bible speak of? Or
If you could just let me explain this.
Okay, sir.
When you talk about any kingdom, it's first of all a domain.
Right.
It's a territory. It's a realm.
Yes.
Right. And secondly, it's a place where a king reigns. So when you get into that realm, you got to be submissive to that king to get the benefits of the king.
Okay.
Right? Now, seek first the kingdom of God. Is once you got born again, you got into this realm. The Bible says we've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the light. So now you're in, abiding in Christ.
Right.
Now, seek first the kingdom. Look now how it connects with what I previously said. Seek first the kingdom means this. I seek in every area of my life, in my finance, in my marriage, in my parenting, in my physical conditioning. I have come to a point where I know God's will is always first. Revealed by the Spirit in my heart, based on the principles. So seek first the kingdom and his righteousness means this. I seek first, what does the Spirit want me to do? What is the will of God as the Spirit? My sheep hear my voice. And then I yield to that. Yield to that because I know it's based on his principles.
Yeah.
Right? And then all these things that shall be added on means all that I am destined to have in this life. Will come to me. Abide. Other words, abide in me as I abide in you. You will produce much fruit. Seek first my will as revealed by the Spirit based on the principle. So when I move and try to speak to people about kingdom business, it's exactly the same. I say to the leadership, it doesn't mean because you tithe, you are a kingdom business.
Yeah.
And because your name, you need to live, seek first the kingdom in your business. That means not my will, your will. Do you want to appoint this person? Is it your will for me to start this business? Is it your will for me to have this marketing strategy? If not, right? And based on my principles, honesty, service, love, goodwill. Right? So it's always this. Think about this now, that Christians a lot of times are confused about this basic scripture that Jesus said is the key to everything. He said, seek first. Seek first the kingdom. That's the answer to get all the other things that's meant to be yours. You want to have a happy marriage? My will. Lord, Karen is right now. Karen's my wife. Karen, I hear I hear what she says now is the will of God. I can hear it. I yield. I apologize. Next time it's her that will apologize. Next time we come to a place, we say, Lord, must we build here? Must we sell here? What's your will? We do that. And as we do that, we see this evolve into a happy marriage. And we get more in love with one another. But we didn't seek to be more in love with one another. We were seeking the kingdom first. Yeah. Every time the will.
Yeah. Yes, his will.
Always his will, not my will. His will, and not in my own power.
Yes.
So it comes down again to Jesus' way of living. Yes. I'm in fellowship. I follow, Spirit-led, Spirit-enabled, not in my own strength. I can't boast, therefore, based on his principles.
Sure.
Brian said something significant last week. He said that the anthem of hell is, I did it my way. I did it my way.
100%, Apostle, 100%.
Sure.
That is the difference between true Christianity and Christian religiosity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True Christianity is, I deny self.
Yes.
I pick up my cross.
Amen.
And I follow him.
Amen.
Yet, John 15, without him, I can do nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
Wow.
So I can't boast. There's no place for ego, because then the Holy Spirit says, okay, try and do it on your own.
So Apostle, technically, we can technically on what just what you said now, technically we can conclude that when there is boasting by the flesh or by the man or the accolades of man, then that means that they are not in the kingdom.
I would not say it means that they're not in the kingdom. I would say they have moved in their hearts and their minds away from relying on the Holy Spirit. And therefore they boast, because if you know that you do it because of self-effort. You can boast.
But
if I know that I know my marriage is blessed here, because of the grace of God.
Jesus.
Because of not my goodness. You can say, well done. I would say thank you, but I know without him I can do nothing. It's not a religious cliche. Mm. It is the reality. I couldn't obey the will of God without Christ in me. Christ in me is the hope of glory. I couldn't. I came to the understanding of the kingdom way, or what I call also love to call the Jesus way of living. I came to this understanding in my search. I studied theology, but I realized, whoa, I don't bear fruit.
Yeah.
I don't bear the fruit of the Spirit. I have a lot of head knowledge. And then the Lord showed me how he lived.
Sure.
I mean, hear me. Some people will try and debate and say, well, is that really the meaning of seek first the kingdom? Now I want to ask this question to you, right? What did Jesus seek first when he walked on the earth? Tell me, what did he seek first? He said, I have come
to do
the will
of my Father. Will of my Father.
So what was his first priority? Fellowship and follow.
Yes.
Wow.
You see that also by the example in the scriptures where Jesus was with the disciples. You know? And this is about the kingdom of God is have to influence all spheres of life.
That's
because sometimes we have
we
made it a church thing on a Sunday, but we're not imparting and influencing.
That's
Jesus was with the people. He was there. But he also, the Bible says, he departed and he went to a secret place to go in
fellowship.
Get away.
You see, and even when he told his disciples, teach us to pray, he says, Father, let your will be done.
That's it.
Let your
kingdom
your
come.
Your way, your word, your will. And that is so powerful when that truth challenges our reality, because, the things that is happening to us is real.
Yeah.
But then the truth of, Father, let your will in this situation, not evil,
Sefir. That's it.
That is how we actually, bring the kingdom of God. We are carriers of the kingdom.
That's
it's not there. It's in us.
That's it.
And we influence and we impart and we admonish and
that's
we
it.
Encourage and
that's
we pray it. And we make the kingdom come right there where we are.
That's it. It was never meant to be a churchy thing. A Sunday thing. The Sunday thing is the place where we get recharged.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Where we get equipped.
Yeah.
Where we get renewed in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Where we get inspired and edified and built up to live 24/7. Seek first the kingdom.
Sure.
And I just want to say about the kingdom also. This is the one a lot of times people don't understand this. The kingdom is inside, but you're also in the kingdom.
Yes.
Yes.
If you abide in Christ and Christ abide
in you.
You. So you're in Christ, in the realm.
Sure.
But the realm is the Holy Spirit that's also in you. Wow. And through through the Spirit that's in you, and you in the Spirit, you connected to the Father. That's why Jesus said, don't you know this, that I am the way to the Father.
Mm.
I am the truth and I am the life. So it's not Christianity and then life. It is 24/7 fellowship,
amen.
Follow in every area. That's why people find it difficult to have a Christian business, because they sometimes people think, I've got to do it the world way.
Yeah,
I label it Christian, but I've got to do it the world way and to succeed. I said, no, the Creator knows what's best.
Yeah.
His will is the best. If He say start, you start. If He say change. Sorry, I will keep on. Yes, guys. This is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We just quickly need to go and have a song break. The song is called Famous Four, and it's by Torin Wells featuring Jane Johnson. Enjoy, beloved. We'll be back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start by saying, yum, yum, yum. We
yum,
are having
yum,
a
yum.
Yum, yum time in studio with our Apostle Kobus Tron. And Apostle, I'm looking at your book, The Kingdom Way of Living, you know, and once again, there is the information of the book. And this book is available at GK Church. It's retailing for 300 Rand, GK1, The Kingdom Way of Living. But Apostle, this is not only a book to me. This is not only a book. I must be honest with you. This is actually a tool.
Yes.
You know, that God has placed. And I want to say to every listener, please try to get this tool. We're going to leave Apostle's telephone number and the details for you and to get this tool. It is a tool for marriage, for ministry. It's a tool for business.
Kingdom loving.
It's a tool for kingdom loving. There's about 850 biblical scriptures that is connected to this tool. So this is not a book, Apostle. This is a tool, and it's
manual.
Also a weapon.
Yeah.
It's so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Next to the Word of God. But Apostle, I want you to talk to us about this book. What inspired
how
you?
How did
what,
it come how? About?
I just want to say, as I sit here, there's a tremendous love of God in my heart towards both of you at this moment of time. And I sense a tremendous compassionate care of God for the people listening. And I just want to say at this moment of time, do you know how God loves you? Do you know how proud God is of you? Do you, both of you? And I just want to say that to you, I hear Abba Father say, thank you for your obedience. Thank you for your perseverance. Thank you for standing. Thank you for not taking offense. And I just feel I can't keep it back. You know, I just want to say that to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, regarding the book, I want you to hear this, right? For many years, being, and I don't say it proudly, but being 42 years in the ministry, in full-time ministry, you see things, you hear things, you see beautiful things, but you see also hypocrisy. And you see also people who want to serve God, but they don't know how. My people perish because of the lack of knowledge. That made me search and say, Lord, my God, where are we missing it? And then I started to read these words of Jesus, seek first the kingdom. I said to myself, I've got a degree in theology and I don't know what it means to seek first the kingdom. And that is the teaching of my master. He said, I must seek it first.
Yes.
Sure.
And I said, and then all these things shall be added unto you. No wonder we're not getting what we're not meant to, right? Or with things from God, the God-given, the agape provision isn't there in the way that it's supposed to be for us. And it
so
differs,
true.
Right?
So true.
That's where this book
comes from. Sure.
And the book is basically two parts, right? The one part, the first part, the first half of the book, I explain that how a natural kingdom is and how it functions and why Jesus called it the kingdom of God.
Okay.
So those similarities. And I say in a nutshell what kingdom living is. And I break it open, scripture, scripture, scripture.
Sure.
Then the second part, right, I focus on 12 major kingdom principles that you can apply in your marriage, but also in your business, also in your church. And I promise you, I have been counseling people for like for 40 of those 42 years. I've been counseling people. I promise you, hear me. I've never ever counseled a person with a marital problem. Nah? If I and that once they start to speak, I could say the reason for their problem is they don't have Christ, or one of these 12 or more they are violated. Give you my word. I give you my word. Not one business consulting I did where the business was failing and struggling, and I could sit with them and the Spirit would show up. One of those 12.
Sure.
Functional order, service excellence, honesty, integrity. I give you my word. It is so simple, but it's the words of Jesus.
Amen.
He's the way, he's the truth and the life. And this is what the book is about.
So, Apostle, with that being said, so in other words, you can be in the kingdom,
yes,
like you now said, but when you violate the principles of it, that is when calamity or lack or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what
because,
you're saying.
Yes, in the kingdom, God wants to provide for you according to what He knows what's best for you. And it differs. I want you to hear it. It differs.
Hmm.
Right? For some, it can be a Porsche. For someone, it can be a tent.
Uh-huh.
Because you're supposed to travel.
Wow.
Sure.
For Jesus, it wasn't a house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because of His ministry, Father knew He would die at the age of 33.
Yeah.
Sure.
For a purpose. So you can't compare.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, ek wil bring me weer terug aan die vraag. I've lost my focus now.
The principle when you violate the principle, you can be in the kingdom.
So now in the kingdom, Jesus said this, he who hears my sayings and put them to practice shall be like a man. Not you who hears, he who hears and put them in practice. So if you see, say for example, a clock face, right? Okay, like I've got in my book, this example.
Yeah.
The numbers of the clock are the 12 principles. They will never change.
Yeah.
But if you violate that principle, one, for example, say principle number 5 of the clock, right, is honesty. Now you're dishonest in your house, dishonest in your business. You open a door for the kingdom where the evil one can have a stronghold.
Sure.
At the door of the kingdom. Look, the evil one cannot get into the kingdom.
Yeah.
But if he can get a stronghold, an open door, he can influence from that side. And when he influences, he kills, steal, and destroy. So for as long as you can pray until you're blue in face, if you are dishonest, he will get a door into that marital relationship.
Sure.
And he will kill, steal, and destroy as far until you repent from honesty.
Yeah.
From dishonesty.
Excuse me.
I had this one lady, nah? Do I have time? 2 minutes.
Yes, yes.
I had this one lady 20 years ago, very well-known person, but Christian, but in the secret had an affair with another man.
Yeah.
Then the man died while she was married. He died of cancer. She came to me and said, must I tell my husband? No one else knows, but I can't live like this.
Mm.
I said, you will not be able to be truly free until you tell him honestly and repent of it.
Yeah. Tell you
otherwise, there will be a stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
See, I said to her, the chances that you can lose your marriage if you do it.
Yeah.
But you will be blessed and be connected to God, and that stronghold will be broken.
Amen.
And she did it.
Amen.
You know what, man? That's 25 years ago. She's blessed.
Wow.
She's got grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
She's got the blessing of the Lord. But
Thank
I'm
you,
telling
Father.
You, if you look at her, you will see integrity, honesty, service excellence. She doesn't play a game.
Mm-hmm.
She knows God sees everything. And she knows that those are doors that can open those fundamental principles.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, in the reality of life, this is life-changing.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know? There are consequences to every violation.
This is the power of a principle. Every principle of God, every principle of God was never intended to bind a person. It was to show, like a roadmap, a way that you don't miss and that you don't experience the opposite of the goodness of God.
Sure.
So when God says, be honest, when God says, do not get drunk, it's not to rob you of life. It is to prevent you from opening a door that will destroy your life.
Come
and
on
it's
now.
To protect you.
It's always. So people thought, oh, that's sin. That's not sin. I don't like that word. I love the word. This is the principle of God. It's a life-enriching principle with guaranteed life-enriching consequences. But if you neglect it, it's not God whapping you now. Mm. It is you that violate. Now you reap. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. What you sow, you shall reap.
Yeah. Sure. Another principle. So what you sow, it's a principle. Yeah.
That's it. And all principles are based on that law. What you sow, you will reap.
Yes.
God knew. Why does God say judge not? Because mm-hmm. He knows in the measure that you judge,
you will be judged.
So He wants to prevent you from that. He can be merciful in you, but if you are bound by, I'm judgmental. Now judgmental will come
comes
to you.
Back. Wow. Because sure. You've sowed that.
Amen. Yeah, yeah, man. Come on.
Apostle Robert, this is so powerful. So that's why many of people who come even faithfully to the house of
yes.
the Lord, they are still struggling.
That's
they
it.
They are still bound in some area of their lives.
That's it, Pastor Dila. That's why they need to come to the place. My people perish because of the lack of knowledge. But we must get back to the foundation of Jesus. We must ask our people, are you pursuing the will of God above all? Or are you still playing a game?
Yeah.
I wrote a poem many years ago, but the first verse goes like this. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't want to do the things that I say? Mm. Why do you listen to my word if you don't want to obey? Are you playing a game, a churchy game?
Sure.
Sunday after Sunday, you sit in church thinking out of that the kingdom will emerge. But you're just playing a game until you come to the place where Jesus said, you want to follow, you want to see my blessings. He says, deny yourself. Deny self doesn't mean act on my selfwerk.
Yeah.
It means I surrender.
I surrender.
I can't do anything without you.
Hmm.
Lord, even honesty, I can't do it. Help me. You are the spirit of truth. And then he comes in and you say, my heart has died to the old life. I want to live for His will. Not because someone sees, because I know His way is the best way.
Praise
His
God.
Way is the best way. Even if I short-term lose out, like doing a gym workout. Yeah, that costs you.
Yeah.
Is he happier with yourself?
Hallelujah.
Maar jy het 'n prys betaal. You lost life for the right thing to find life.
Amen.
Koekemakrak.
yum.
We're going to come back. We just quickly need to play the song, King of Glory. Ek wil so graag even die song net uithaal sodat ons kan aangaan. But yeah, we unfortunately have to play it. It's a song by All Sons and Daughters, King of Glory.
He is the King of Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord of Lords.
Hopeful Tunes and You. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here with Apostle Kobus and my beautiful bride, Pastor Delia Preston. Amen. I love doing Jesus, the kingdom way of life. I love doing that way of life with my beautiful wife that the Lord
Amen.
Has blessed me with. I'm so honored
Amen.
And privileged. Thank you for serving in the kingdom with us. But to no further ado, I just want to give over to Apostle. Apostle, you told us about the book. We spoke a little bit on the kingdom way of life. But now we want to have your details. Maybe if you want to talk to the listeners. And then just after that, just pray. Because our time is running.
Aish.
We're so disappointed.
yummy. It was so lucky to be with you guys. I'm telling you now, I sense the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of love and wisdom and His presence amongst us. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I mean this from deep within my heart. Just want to say, if you guys are interested in purchasing the book, you can contact my wife, number one, Karen Taron, at the following number, 082-46-43-760. Otherwise, you can contact us also at our GK1 church office or on GK1 Facebook or on GK1, what you call it?
Website,
yeah. Mm. So you're more than welcome to contact us. We promise you that we will do our best that you can get hold of that book. Currently, we are selling it at 300 Rand. And so that is what is the going rate for it.
Okay. Apostle Kobus, can you please pray for us, pray for the listeners that was listening.
Yeah.
You know, that we will truly walk in God's principles,
yeah.
the principles of His word.
Yes, I will I will do it with the greatest pleasure.
Thank you, Father.
Abba, Father, thank you that you've made known to us through Jesus Christ the way to live 24/7 with you. How lovely is it to walk face to face with you in fellowship, following you.
Oh
God, Spirit led, not in our own strength and based on your wonderful ways. I honor you, Lord Jesus Christ, for coming not only to die for us on the cross and to shed your blood, but to make a way for us to live life.
Father,
to live a victorious life in Christ. Now I ask you, for everyone who was sitting on the other side of this broadcast, for everyone listening, open, come Holy Spirit, open their eyes, open their ears, let them hear that there is a way out, but it's not a religious game. Show it to them. Birth it in their hearts that it's fellowship with you, following you first, and the things shall be added that's best, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Only you can open those eyes. Only you can show right now, Father, where there are problems, where there are violations. You can, by the Holy Spirit, convict them, Lord, so that the blessing
of you, Father,
can rest on them in Jesus' name,
you,
Father.
Lord,
Father, I thank you that you can do a work what we can't do. We rely on you now, Holy Spirit, to move amongst us, convict us, guide us, let us see. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle
Corbus,
for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
I know that we've probably just scratched the surface of there's so much in that book. So please do get it, beloved. GK1 also means God's
kingdom first.
God's kingdom first. Have a wonderful day. Be blessed, beloved.
God bless you, beloved. Have an awesome, glorious day. And thank you so very much for your time. Once again, Apostle Corbus, thank you so very much. We appreciate you. We honor you. We are praying for GK1 Church. We are always praying for you.
Thank you.
And we are so, so glad that God has connected us, you know, in for such a time as this for his glory.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.